Hello everyone, welcome back to Rubbing Minds with Shay John. Happy new year to you. I know this might be coming late. I mean, today is the 7th or 8th, and I'm just wishing you guys a happy new year. It doesn't matter, as long as this is the first time you and I are seeing or communicating, I guess it's valid to say happy new year. Yeah, so happy new year to you guys. I'm happy to have you here again. And just like the topic or the title of this episode says, it says thank you. And this episode is just going to be, you know, short and simple, because all I want to do is say thank you for sticking with me. Thank you for riding with me. Thank you to all of my listeners, both here and abroad and far and near. Thank you, friends, family, those I know, those I do not know. Thank you all. Thanks to all the people I met in 2020, thanks to the new friends I added in 2020, thanks to, you know, those that we don't speak anymore. I don't hate you, but we didn't just speak anymore. I mean, it's life, we have to move on. Yeah, thanks for your addition in my life, because I believe whoever I meet, and you know, along this journey of life, I feel like you have added something to my life, and I've also added something to your life. So thank you for adding, you know, something to my life. Thank you for making me wiser and all of that. I appreciate you. And all of that, guys. But first and foremost, I want to thank God for giving me the opportunity, you know, to be able to start this podcast, that the Rubbing Minds with Shay John, and you know, taking me this far or bringing me this far, and better days are ahead. Thank you, God. I love you so much. Thanks to my mom, thanks to my sister as well for your constant support. I love you guys so much. I know you, especially my mom, I know she doesn't listen to my podcast as much, but in case you come across this, mommy, I love you so much. Thanks to my sister, my assistant mother. Thank you so much, Jane. I love you. Thank you for your constant reminder of how proud you are of me. That is like a booster. It boosts my drive. It makes me want to do even more, because I mean, I feel like I'm not doing shit, but yet you're still proud of me. So you reminding me of how much you are proud of me makes me want to even do more, right? Thank you so much. Thanks to my friend Darren also. I can't even begin to name names, because you guys are so much. Thanks to my big brother Ore and Daniel. Thanks to Wally. Thanks to Sarah. Thanks to Cynthia, my baby girl. Thanks to Toby. Thanks to Toby. Thanks to Tari Reoluba. Thanks to David. Thanks to Peter. Thanks to all of you. Obi, Sheye, you know, thanks to David Avido. I don't know why I took a deep breath for that, but thanks to you guys. I appreciate you guys for, you know, a beautiful 2020. I pray as we, you know, I don't know, I'm about to speak one English, I don't know if it exists, but as we journey through 2021, I hope God sees us through and, you know, grant all of our desires unto us. Yeah, is that correct? I don't know, but I'm just trying to pray for you guys. Yeah, so today, without wasting much of our time, after saying this whole thank you, I also want to, you know, talk about the importance of saying thank you to people. Because personally, I for one, I like it when people appreciate me. It's not like you're going to add anything to my life, but it just shows that you like this thing. It just shows that you're appreciative of this thing I either got you or did for you. So saying thank you is actually a polite expression used when acknowledging a gift, service, or compliment, or accepting or refusing an offer. It is a polite expression. So please, if you are not used to saying thank you to people, please and please cultivate that habit. And I remember my mom, you know, she didn't even teach us. It was something we had to learn from her. She, while growing up, even if, you know, when we get down from, you know, when we buy something, she always used to tell the people thank you. You know, maybe when we take bike and then we get down from the bike and then she pays the bike man, she's always like, thank you. You understand? So whatever thing she's doing, she's always thanking the person, either giving her or arranging the service to her. And I don't know, that kind of, I kind of grew up with that habit, And you know, it started becoming strange for people in Lagos here because they don't get plenty of that. And when I take bike and I get down from the bike and I'm heading, I'm like, thank you. And I was like, I could always see the expression that feels like, oh, they're surprised. Like, I'm like, oh, okay, thank you very much too. You understand? So I just feel like it's something a lot of people don't know they should do, because you just feel like, I mean, I'm paying you for this thing, so why should I tell you thank you? I don't think that way. I just feel like we should always appreciate people for what they've done for us, even if we are paying for it, right? Now, before then, saying thank you is a simple but powerful gesture. A lot of people don't know how powerful a thank you can go. For me, thank you will make me want to do even more for you, right? So I want to give us 5 situations where you should say thank you. 1, when you are receiving a compliment, always say thank you. You know, before now, I used to make this as a joke when people just say, oh, you're looking cute. I'm like, I know. Until somebody called me, I'm like, oh, that's rude, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, I'm actually, you know, just catching crews. But I was like, there is not just, if it's not anybody that would know that. And I said, yes, I know. It's just my friend. I know I do that too. But for someone I don't know, someone I don't know from Adam's telling me, oh, you're cute, or oh, I like your dress. And I was like, I know. That's rude. And there are a lot of people that do that thing and feel like, well, they're just saying the truth. It's not like they're feeling themselves or they're proud. They are just saying the truth. We know you're saying the truth. We know you know you're fine. You know, we know you have nice clothing on. We know you are all of that. But just say thank you. So 1, when you are receiving a compliment, always say thank you. When you are running late, and no, that's 2. When you are running late and you are trying to, you know, tell someone beforehand, more like you are always end the conversation with thank you. Oh, hi Cynthia, I'll be running late to the office today. There's a lot of traffic on the road. Please, in case anyone asks after me, just tell them I am running late. All right, Che. Okay, Cynthia, thank you very much. As simple as that. And I think everybody will find at the end of the day, yeah? The 3rd one. So guys, another point is, and that's the situation where you should say thank you, is when you're receiving an unfair criticism. Just say thank you and move on. You don't need to explain yourself to people. This is something I learned last year. In fact, I learned before last year, but I got to understand better last year in 2020 that all of these things, sometimes they don't mean they don't like you or they hate you. Sometimes you should be able to, sometimes the church is trying to tell you the truth, and you should just look at the good side of these things. You know, like I used to always say, pick the meat and leave the bone. So I mean, you might be hurt, you definitely, I mean, these things, we are human, it definitely will hurt our feelings, but don't dwell on that. Another situation where you should say thank you is when you're receiving a helpful feedback. And this, I think this an unfair criticism kind of like sound or work hand in hand, or like, you know, the same thing. When you're receiving a feedback, whether helpful, even sometimes it might be helpful, but it is like a criticism, it comes in like a critic manner, you understand? So just like that, criticizing you, but then it can be helpful to you if only you would see the good side of things. So in situations like that, still, even if you're not happy, still tell people thank you. A lot of things people don't even know about saying the word thank you is that it can lay like the foundation for a positive relationship with, you know, business partners, with your co-workers, and, you know, management and all of that. Showing appreciation sometimes, you know, it builds goodwill, you know, more like, yeah, I believe so. And then people appreciate being appreciated. Me for one, I appreciate it. Appreciate me and I will appreciate you in return. That's how I am. And I don't blame people that are not like this, but I'm just, you know, saying, learn to say thank you when you should say thank you, because there are a lot of times where people need to say thank you but you just feel like it's the norms, you don't say thank you. So guys, let's move ahead to the importance of saying thank you. Like I said earlier, thank you is a powerful combination of two simple words, and it's also a specific acknowledgement that someone, you know, has done something kind for you. And it's just so easy to express your gratitude by just saying thank you. So sometimes I just wonder why people do not, you know, say the word thank you. I mean, it's just thank you. And then yes, you have to mean it when you're saying thank you. Don't just say thank you because you need to say thank you, or because I said you should say, you should be saying thank you. You understand? Just say thank you genuinely. I mean, it means a lot when it is genuine. Anything you do or say when it's genuine means a lot to people. So number one, saying thank you may not matter to you, but it does matter to the person you say thank you to. They'll remember you. They will always remember you, and you know, want some of them I want to go out of their way. Most people like me will want to go out of their way, you know, to help you in the future. Another importance is saying thank you is a brilliant way to create a relationship and build your brand. And this is for all, you know, brand owners in Nigeria or brand owners listening to this. Always tell your customers thank you whenever they buy something from you, whenever you render a service to them. Always tell them thank you. And I know some customers can be messy as hell. Trust me, I'm also a brand owner and I understand this thing. Some customers can be on your neck, but nevertheless, always tell them thank you, because definitely they saw something in you or in your brand before they came to patronize you. So always tell them you are grateful for them coming to patronize you. Okay, so the last one, guys, according to berkeley.edu, gratitude makes a person happier and healthier too. And yeah, this you know, made me remember one of my bosses I used to work for. No matter how much extra time I work, you know, to get some things done, I never ever get a thank you. And most of the time, all I want to hear is, Oshe, thank you, and I'm good. I don't need you to do the extra. I don't need you to do all of that. In fact, there was a day he took me out and then we went to have lunch on him. Like, I ate to my satisfaction, but I still didn't feel fulfilled. You understand? That's his own way of saying thank you, I guess. But I feel like saying the word thank you, for me, it goes a long way than taking me out and buying me a gift and all of those things. And then ever since then, I just feel so reluctant to do some things. I wouldn't want to wait. I want to spend extra time because I'm not going to get a thank you for this thing. It just shows that you're not appreciative of me doing this thing. You're not appreciating me doing this thing. You understand? So why would I want to go out of my way to do these things for you when I know that you will not appreciate me for doing this thing? So that was how I was feeling, and until I stopped working with him. And I hope he's a better person now anyway. But regardless, bottom line is, guys, learn to say thank you. Genuinely learn to say thank you to people. Please cultivate the habit. It is a very, very good habit to, you know, have and cultivate. Learn. By all means, learn to say the word thank you. So this is the end of today's episode, and I hope whoever is listening to this has learned one or two things, because that's the aim of this. Always teach, you know, always give new insights and always open for learning, I guess, and teaching as well. Those are my two favorite things to do. So thank you guys for listening to this. Please make sure you drop your comments and also subscribe to whatever platform you're listening to this episode or to my podcast from, and also leave your review. I'd really, really love to hear or read. Yeah, hear and read people's review, please and please. Thank you all, and see you guys in my next episode. Until then, bye for now, guys.